Joined now by three members of the Knoxville boys golf team, Bo Leisure, Carson Yearmark, and Evan Smith. And guys, welcome. And start with Evan here. This season, it's been kind of a weird season just because of the weather. How have you guys dealt with the strange weather that you've had to endure on some of your courses?
Well, we haven't practiced outside nearly enough, I think, for us to be ready. Definitely, like last week, putting really cost us a lot of shots. But, you know, we've dealt with it. We've hit inside quite a bit. And I think we're pretty happy with the numbers we put up last week and some bad weather. Obviously not what happened Saturday. But I think we've dealt with it pretty well. It's kind of tough not to get outside. But, you know, you can only do what is given. So.
And Carson, what's that been like for you to, you know, play in the rough weather but still have to shoot well and, you know, help out the team?
It's definitely difficult because you'll have, like, a normal yardage where you should have, like, a 9-iron or an 8-iron, but you have to club up to, like, a 6 or maybe or even a 5. So you just have to adjust to the weather and do whatever you can to keep your score down.
Bo, what about you? What's been the biggest test for you to be out there in the weird weather?
It's just been tough. I mean, I don't think the wind should be making my scores that bad, but I'm just not hitting the shots this year, so definitely something to work on.
You know, Evan mentioned that you haven't been outside a lot or what he said was enough. You know, is that maybe the kind of the thing here is maybe not enough outside practice this season that, you know, the weather has caused you to be inside or not practice at all?
I mean, I don't really think so. I just think that, you know, we got pressure on us a little bit this year. And, you know, if we perform bad one time, then we think it's the end of the world. But, in general, I think we're okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I talked to Coach at the beginning of the season, and Carson, he said, I'm going to temper these expectations by putting these guys into some pretty challenging meets. You've already had your triangular with Pella and Gilbert, had your invitational out here. Now you're going, as we talk, up to Cedar Rapids. This will air after it's over with, but, you know, how challenging is this schedule this year when, you know, you're going to be facing some really good competition along the way?
I think it's good for us. You know, tomorrow we play with Gilbert, who won state. Solon is really good. Waverly has really good one golfer that's going to Iowa. So it's really good for us. Like, when you play with good guys, you have put some pressure on yourself to play good. And I think it makes me hit some better shots. But there's definitely some pressure this year on us because everybody expects us to go to state and everybody's talking about us. But when you don't perform, you know, it makes you mad.
And, Evan, I know, you know, the target firmly on the back of everybody in black and gold that has Knoxville. What's your take on that as far as, you know, putting pressure on yourself just going out and relaxing and say, okay, I'm going to play my game and see where it falls?
Yeah, well, with Carson, I definitely think these meets that we're competing with, you know, bigger teams that have, you know, succeeded last year and this year so far, it's definitely, you know, it's tough at first. There's a lot of pressure. You're playing with guys that, you know, it's not like we're playing with guys that we play with regularly. We're playing with brand new people that, you know, are a little better than the average golfer, and it puts a lot of pressure on you. But I think if we do make a state run this year, it'll definitely help us in the long run. So, you know, we know, hey, we can compete with these guys, and we just got to give it a go.
Carson, you've got some big money meets coming up. Conference is conference. You guys are the overwhelming favorite, so, you know, there's bigger fish to fry after that. But you got, you know, the sectional, hopefully the district coming up. What do you look forward to as you see the schedule, and all you really have is 18 whole tournaments from here on out?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I mean, just being around the guys, and we had a bad day Saturday, but we tried to just lighten the mood and just try and move past it. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. Like, conference, yeah, we want to win it, but our eyes are just kind of on the sectionals and making it back to state. So I think we have a good chance at conference too, but I think all of us just really want to make it back to the state tournament.
And I believe you get to host sectionals as well. So, you know, what's that going to be like, you know, just being on a course you know more than any other?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Hopefully we can take advantage of it and put up a good score and give us some confidence going into districts.
Well, I talked to all three of you. I saw a parent post on Facebook that these guys kind of rib each other But then when they get on the course, it's all business. Bo, you know, what's that like? Just, you know, playing with these guys and maybe, you know, in your mind, okay, I better shoot, you know, out, or, you know, I want to outshoot somebody. But then once you're on the course, you're all business and, you know, you kind of put that aside.
No, yeah, we definitely like to have fun. And, you know, we know what to expect from each other. I mean, this year it's been a little rough, but we always find a ways to have fun. So, I don't know.
Carson, you know, what's that been like, you know, having fun playing with Evan, Bo, and, you know, the rest of the guys, but, you know, knowing that, you know, if you have an off day, you know, one of them is going to, you know, hopefully pick you up.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Like, whenever Keedy or Barry sees me on the course, we always talk about how the other guys are doing. I think that's kind of what makes us such a good team is we are always worried about the other players, and we want to know if they're doing well and then if we need to pick it up a little bit. But we definitely know how to have fun and joke around. But when we get on the course, we want to put up a good score.
Nevin, what about you? What's that like, you know, playing with these guys and knowing that they've got your back if, you know, you're not, you know, having a round that you think you should have?
No, it's definitely helped, you know, a ton this year. You know, everybody's had one round where they struggled. But, you know, these two next to me have stepped up this year a ton and have been able to fill in the spots that, you know, we really didn't have last year that kept us from going really deep in that state tournament. But definitely the team atmosphere is amazing. I mean, you know, you give each other crap on the putting green and stuff, but when you get onto that course, you know, you see each other, thumbs up, thumbs down, and it's thumbs down. You got to keep going because you know that you got a team relying on you. So,
Evan Smith, Carson Uniermark, Bo Leisure. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.